In the 15th year of reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judah, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Euturia and Trachonitis, and Lysianus was tetrarch of Abilene. During the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." The Gospel of the Lord. We start the second Sunday of Advent. You see these lights, they are very significant. They are telling each one of us about our journey. Yes, we started a journey to a definite encounter with the Savior of the world, with Jesus. I hope you have started the journey this 1 week. If I ask you, how did you find it? Those who really started, may we spare, "Oh Father, it is so difficult." Yes, if we seriously take it, it is so difficult, because in this season of Advent, each one of us is asked to change a radical change, yes. That is why, you see, St. John the Baptist, quoting from Isaiah, is telling us, "Prepare the way of the Lord." Use this word, take it. Each one for himself or herself. Prepare the way of the Lord. He will come. Make straight his paths. Make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. What is this way, you see? To make the hills down and to fill all. Yes, it takes a lot of effort, a lot of work. But this is not, you see, This journey is an interior journey. It is talking about our life, our Christian life. How it is in our daily life. What do I do at home as father and mother? In any social work that I do, how do I do it? How do I go back and forth? This is very important to reflect on this Advent season and to fix the things. We know our lives is always, you see, up and down. Very difficult, yes. Jesus never bribed us. He clearly told us, you see, the road is tough, yes. It is narrow, but it leads you to eternal joy and glory. Choose that road. So how to come back and, you see, to take this right track, this narrow, this tough track? We know it demands a lot, yes? There is no Christian life, you see, without an easy way, no. So, John is talking the words repent. What does it mean, repent? Yes, we know it from our catechism. Most of the time we go when we feel some sin, we go to the confession, we go and confess our sins. That is good, yes. But this, what John is talking about, is not only bother and just tell this. Maybe sometimes the habitual sins we repeat and tell. But this is a radical change. It is a complete turning. Repent means change, is a word of Greek. The original word is metanoia. That is changing of mind and heart. It's a full change. To change your way of thinking. Is it comply our thought with the Bible, with the teaching of the church? How do you take it? If it is that the truth, we must apply it. We must follow it. We don't have other choices. How is my relationship? How do I talk with people? What is my relationship with my near and dear and with others? You see, this is a serious question to be reflected on this season of Advent and to try to make it to fix the things. How do we do it? Yes, it is not easy. We know it. It is so difficult. Without the grace of God, we cannot do it. Yeah, we remain the same after these 4 weeks. But if we seriously ask the grace of God, we can do it. That is the will of Jesus. He gives us, you see, the grace if we ask him sincerely. So prayer is very, very, very important at this time. Let's pray individually. Let's pray as family. Let's take the rosary. Let's take the chaplet of divine mercy. Let's go to the adoration. You see, only in prayer we can see the right things to choose and receive the grace to do it. That is why Jesus repeatedly tells us, you see, pray, 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 and pray, and pray. So we need to intensify our prayers at this season. Second, we have to try to live the sacramental life, especially the sacrament of Holy Communion, to receive it worthily and to do it as usual as we can at this season. Because when Jesus comes to our heart, yes, he purifies us. He gives us the strength, the light. He changes us. And also, to go to the confessional, we know we are sinners. Don't be afraid and ashamed to go there. It is Jesus you meet there, who made you whole. Take all your defects and sins and gives you, redress you the grace you lost by sin. And third, we should engage, you see, in charitable works. We know them. Starting at home, let's involve in doing good for people. It is wonderful. It gives us joy. That is why, you see, the Bible says, rejoice. Rejoice. When you do good things for people, you feel happy. Let's do it in this season. It is very important. So let's ask, especially today we celebrate it, this wonderful blessed mom, the mother of God, and also our mother. Yeah. You love her and she loves this country and these people. Yeah, let's ask her sincerely. Let's ask her to give each one of us to be renewed in our spirit and go and continue the journey, and at the end meet, you see, this Jesus with a new way of resolve, a new way of, you see, life. God bless you.